Selling Poll, Extinction Rebellion Are So Establishment They'll Soon Get Knighthoods. By James Dellingpole on August 25, 2021. Climate loons' extinction rebellion have brought parts of London to a standstill. Again, blocking a major intersection with a giant pink table. Disrupting businesses, preventing deliveries. Generally making a massive nuisance of themselves. Yet as Kurt Thindulka has reported for Breitbart News, the Metropolitan Police stood by and did almost nothing until late in the evening. Why? The answer, of course, is that Extinction Rebellion are pushing at an open door. London's woke, green, globalist Mayor Sadiq Khan shares their aims. So does Boris Johnson's woke, green, globalist government. So too do the police who have been so indoctrinated for so long with politically correct values they've all but lost interest in chasing actual criminals. Given the chance, they'd much rather be flying the flag with rainbow patrol cars or, as one did at an XR protest a few months back, showing off their skateboard skills to the eco-crusties. Extinction Rebellion are so establishment it hurts. Many of them are independently wealthy and privately educated. I know of one XR activist who was forced to interrupt her protest because the AGA in the second home she was renting out as a holiday let had broken down. And their support base includes some of the poshest names in the land. The Prince of Wales, for example. According to XR, he's such a fan he almost considered joining them. His advisors would never allow it, of course, but it's abundantly clear that the Prince shares many of their views. A piece he wrote for a Sunday newspaper last weekend might just as well have been scripted by XR. He bleated. "We now have no alternative. We have to do all we possibly can in the short time left to us to avoid the enormous climate catastrophe that has already begun to show its face in the most terrifying ways." It's not just the Prince of Wales who is on board with XR's eco-fascist agenda, which, by no coincidence whatsoever, is also the eco-fascist agenda of the World Economic Forum's The Great Reset. So too is the Queen Mother. Not literally the Queen Mother, who died in 2002. But her nearest living equivalent, namely National Treasure, actor, raconteur and voice of the Harry Potter audiobooks Stephen Fry. Being only showbiz royalty, Fry is not bound by the same codes of behavior as the actual royal family. Thus he has had absolutely zero problem prostituting his integrity, his intellect and his reputation for sweet reasonableness by coming out in full support of these eco-fascist crybullies. I'm old enough to remember when Fry used to feign some sympathy with the plight of ordinary working folk. But here he is putting the proles in their place by taking the side of the moneyed elite who love net zero because they can all afford to drive Teslas while the working classes will be priced off the road. Environmentalism has long been the preoccupation of the upper and upper middle classes, ostensibly because they care about nature, but really because it's a great way of keeping the oiks in their place. If you've got money, you can wear all the extra costs of green levies and eco-taxes. But if you're poor and struggling to make ends meet, the last thing you want is the thing that the Prince of Wales calls a game-changing green transition. It just takes more of your freedoms and makes life even more unaffordable, to no obvious benefit to you or your loved ones.